We are going live, and we are live. And hey, how are you all doing today? It's 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show, 8:53 a.m. This is our 537th episode, and it's a little bit later. Yeah, I was trying to figure out what I want to talk about. I did break something, though, from the other day, so we're going to talk about that. And I wanted to get some walking in, get some exercising in, and get moving for the day. Hope you're doing well. It's Wednesday. And we talk about Scrum and Agile. Are you ready to talk about Scrum and Agile? Or the question is, do you really want to apply Scrum to this job? So I'm going to do a little scenario conversation we just had the other day. So it is about bringing value to customer. It is about not working crazy hours and to bring that value. And it is about having a little fun as you go. And if you can't have fun, you're not going to want to do it very long. So I was having a conversation the other day. Another Scrum Master, when you're talking about another Scrum Master they were talking to, so it's very far removed, okay? But I wanted to give this scenario to you because even though I love Scrum sometimes, but we're gonna go about it a not straight path to get where Scrum may be the solution. Like the tree, little tree video I put up there, a good morning video, where sometimes the straight path is not the most productive path. So in this scenario, I was talking to somebody, and the person was saying how this other Scrum Master was very depressed, didn't want to do this, hated their job, hated what they did, and all that kind of stuff. And really, what are they doing? Well, they're Scrum Master for a customer service group. I'm like, really? A customer service group? Okay. So, I asked the question. Well, is Scrum the right place to use in that customer service group? What are they doing? Are they doing help desk questions? Like the LinkedIn people that told me to uninstall and reinstall their app to try to make it work, which did not work, to fix the video uploads. Is it that kind of customer service desk where they really don't know what they're doing? I don't know. So we kind of talked about it there. So, well, okay, you're a Scrum Master, right? You're experienced, hopefully learning more about different Agile stuff. I'm like, what does Scrum say in the Scrum Guide that Scrum's good at? And we went through a couple different things and scenarios. And the one of the things that we arrived on was solving complex problems or creating complex solutions. So is the customer service desk designed in a way to solve complex solutions? Is it given the power to solve complex solutions, or is it just given the power to give a 5-second answer to something that's a little bigger? All right. Okay. So maybe Scrum's not the right thing in there. However, everybody's like, "Oh, let's do Kanban. Let's do Kanban. Let's do," Kanban might be the solution too. But just to come up right for the answer, try to solve the problem, may not be the problem. So you got people in there that are bored shitless. Excuse my French. They are not happy with what they do. Even the Scrum Master is not happy with what they do. They're probably going to leave soon. But you know what? They'll hire another Scrum Master because Scrum is the way they do it, and that's how they operate. So that's a question. Okay. It's to solve complex problems. So I'm assuming everybody's bored because they're just giving these 5-second answers, and it's really not challenging at all, especially if you're a computer person, because you're smart as a whip. The only really way to tell you, if you're a computer person, you're not smart as a whip, you are smart as a whip. You just get bored. So maybe you don't. I don't know. But you are smart. So they say, okay, we're bored. We don't like this job. So I question, so what's the biggest fad going on right now? Well, I call it a fad because I don't think they understand it either. So what's the biggest fad? We talk, we talk, chat. I'm like, what about DevOps? Oh, yeah, DevOps. So I ask the question, do they create an organization where the technicians who are answering these help desk problems can only give the canned answers, no ability to try to solve the problem or suggest solutions to their problem? Maybe need to change the group and what they're doing to make it more interesting. Now, this is where Scrum comes in place. So now you got to change it to maybe a DevOps world where operations become more dev-like, and dev-like dev helps with operations. Maybe the operations folks become more developing folks. So maybe if they get a lot of things, because they see the data, they see the stats, they see the empirical data coming through the system. Maybe they say, hey, we're getting this problem a lot. Why don't we try to suggest and do a little dev work and do a modification to see if we can't solve this problem, because we see it every day. Now, this gives the challenge. This is where Scrum now comes into play, right? So now you're developing, instead of a customer service where they just do five things, you're developing a DevOps team where they actually kind of trying to come up with solutions or propose solutions to maybe the beefier dev group back there that has more understanding about the system. So now the DevOps team acts more like a Scrum team, where they get together and they get together with what they see and say, yeah, we see this common problem. Here are some ideas we may that may look at to solve the problem. Either they can solve it as a group in there and propose it as a change, or they can push it out to a different dev group to follow up the change. But maybe the job is just so damn boring that that's why it is. Maybe you got to transform the help desk into a DevOps group, give them a chance to use their brain to solve complex solutions or solve complex problems with, that may entail a complex solution. And then it won't be so boring. But my thing was with the Scrum Master, they go in there and take the jobs, and then they don't maybe ask, is Scrum the right thing? And I'm not sure Kanban's the right thing either. Maybe you need to reorganize how they use it, because the people are just bored to death. Because if the people are bored to death because they're answering a question, Kanban ain't going to fix that problem either. It's just going to be cranking out questions or solutions that are just five-minute solutions, if that, like pulling down your application and reinstalling it. That's really a lot of fun. I'd be bored. I would go, let me have your system. Let me see if I can fix it. But that's me, because I'm crazy. So now I'm kind of showing you it's maybe not a straight solution. Maybe Scrum isn't the solution for your help desk. Maybe Kanban isn't your solution for the help desk. Maybe it's how you use your customer support is the problem that you really need to address. How do you really invigorate those teams to be productive, encouraged, happy in what they do, and stick around versus keep changing them over? Maybe that's what you need to look at. Maybe Scrum would be an answer to, if you make it where they are doing dev code and developing solutions or proposing solutions with it, give them their own dev server. It doesn't have to be on the front end. Give them their own dev server. They can tinker with the code, because I bet you they all know how to program and change the coding around a little bit to solve the problem. Then they can prove it out, and then they can get tested with the systems people. It's just a suggestion. But don't always think it's the straight line that answers the problem and that's the most productive. It's not always Scrum, not always Kanban. Sometimes there's a bigger issue in how you're using your people is the real problem, and not about the framework. The framework doesn't solve that. So I can put any framework on that problem, it won't solve that customer service problem. And the fact that everybody wants to quit. So there's my roundabout way that says, is Scrum the answer? Maybe it is, but maybe that's not the problem. Maybe it's not a framework problem. So that's what I got for today. It's kind of simple. It's a Wednesday. I hope you all do well and have a good day. And I wish you the best. Give us a thumbs up if you like the show. And share with your friends, please. Ring the bell. Podcasts. We're out there. I put all the podcasts out for the rest of the week, so this should be popping up. I set it up to do two podcasts on Tuesdays and two podcasts on Thursdays, and then single podcast the rest of the week, just to change it up and try to get more out there for more opportunities for people to hear the show. And any sharing you can do is always welcome. And thank you, and have a great day. See you later. Bye.